That's what I call the Easter lily, and they still grow too.
It's
beautiful.
Flower?
No, it's just about this tall, and the whole little deal, the little lily part, isn't any longer than that. But our kids and I used to, especially when we lived on the Lisitzberry, did we do that? But I love that.
What do you call that when you go out to get those, bring them home?
We just go out to pick flowers.
What do you put them in when you bring them home?
We put them in a little vase, or sometimes we'd have to use a little pitcher because they would have such short stems to them. And then we hunted the Sweet William too. You know what that is,
yes,
don't you? I like
see,
that.
See, that's a small... Uh-huh.
Yes, about that large, and there'd be a cluster of little flowers, you know, that makes this one deal here.
Uh-huh.
Then it's maybe this big around,
uh-huh.
You know. Of course, we had a lot of those down on the lease, too. And we had what you call the... There were wild strawberries, and we had possum grapes. Did ever you see any possum grapes?
I don't believe so.
Well, they look just like a grape, only they're tiny, and they make delicious jelly.
Oh.
I can show you all these things I'm talking about.
Do you have those fungus growths around here that are edible?
Have what?
Those funguses around here that are edible. You find them in the spring, out in the leaves and things.
No.
They look old. I guess probably the kind that are in still water look like sponges.
Oh, yeah, you're talking about, I can't even think what I'm trying to. I have some in there on my shelf, in the can even, because I like to cook with it. I don't know. I can't remember now. I'll think of it in a minute and then I'll tell you.
I haven't seen any around there. I've seen in the paper where people go.
I wouldn't know if I saw any.
These are easy to tell. I've gathered them as a boy in Michigan.
Oh, you have?
I was just a little
I always thought I would be afraid to.
Well, these are quite simple. They're just like a sponge. They go
yeah,
hold
but
things. And there's
toad
nothing
stools,
like them.
Toadstools, Nellie. Look like that.
Yeah, of course, these aren't the same. These aren't the little button type.
I see. Mm-hmm.
I was in Chicago once and I saw people gathering those in the city park.
No. Like we go out and gather greens and poke.
Uh-huh.
And we have, you know, we have that in our part of the country that we all look forward to, and we gather blackberries too, which, and they're just about ready. Too, if you want to go blackberry picking, you come up.
Oh boy.
We'll take you.
I put some bushes out in the backyard and we got a water glass full yesterday.
Good.
My youngest daughter thinks this is really a conquest and we can get something profitable from our yard.
I know, that's just real fine. This little girl next door, however, she's about 11 now. But the other day I looked out in her backyard, and you can see it out there now, but there's a place about this big around. It has a white, she's put a white cloth out there, and it... has little stakes on it. And she said, Beryl, did you notice that in my backyard? And I said, what is that out there, Bummy? That's what we call her. And she said, I planted some apple seeds from an apple I was eating, so she wants those apple seeds to come up. They love having that. But you know, all down this draw here, behind Doki's house, they had those real large pecan trees that bear big, nice pecans. So we're cheating ourselves by not getting a little pecan tree over there and bringing it in our over in our yard.
Boy, yes.
And I intend to do that too.
We put out two, I believe it was 2 years ago.
How long do they have to grow before they bear?
Well, the nurseryman